us that have normal vision, blindness is something we rarely consider. According to the World Health Organization, there are nearly 40 million people worldwide who are functionally blind. It is difficult for most of us to imagine the challenges of blindness, never to be able to see the faces of our loved ones or the colors in a beautiful sunset. Speaking of color, what about a more subtle form of blindness? It is estimated that color blindness affects about 8.5% of Americans, or 32 million people. When a person is colorblind, they cannot see color as it is, or cannot distinguish between red and green, or yellow and blue. Those who are affected by colorblindness perceive the world not as it actually is, but as they view it in their mind as far as color. In today's gospel, Jesus points out a form of blindness that affects nearly 100% of us. Worse yet, those of us that are affected often fail to recognize that we live in darkness. Jesus is talking about spiritual blindness. Spiritual or supernatural blindness is a condition that prevents us from seeing clearly God's will and plan for our lives. Spiritual blindness also gives us a false or distorted view of the world, much like color blindness can. In our supernatural darkness, we risk walking through our lives, tripping over addictions, stumbling into relationships, and falling into the pit of unbridled desires. Then we wonder why we hurt and we suffer. Jesus wants to cure us of our inability to see with the eyes of God. Clearly, today's gospel reading is about much more than just the physical cure of a blind man named Bartimaeus. Both the Old and New Testament use physical blindness symbolically to represent spiritual blindness and sin. As a result of our spiritual blindness, we do not see the world as it truly is. We do not see the world as God created it or intended it. This drastically affects the way we perceive our God and perceive those around us. A short story might illustrate what spiritual blindness does to our perception of our God and our neighbors. Many of us have heard this story in one version or another. It is a story of six blind people who try to learn about an elephant. Each one examines a different part of the elephant, and each comes away with a different conclusion. One believes the elephant is like a wall, having felt his broad side. Another believes the elephant to be a spear, having felt its tusk. The blind man feeling the trunk envisions a snake. The one feeling the leg believes the elephant to be a tree. The fifth claims the elephant to be like a fan, having felt the wind of its large ears. And the last claims the elephant to be a rope, having felt its tail. Each man was right in his own mind, based upon his perception. And yet all of them were completely wrong about the truth of what was right in front of them. It is true that we will never understand all that there is to know about God while we're here on earth. But we as Catholics also acknowledge that we have been gifted to know by faith, by reason, and by divine revelation all the essential qualities of God that we need for our salvation. So how is it that we become spiritually blind? How is it that we, like St. Paul says, think not as God does, but as man does? It is through our fallen nature and the sin in our daily lives that we no longer see the world as God intended. For example, selfishness blinds us to the needs of others. Insensitivity blinds us to the hurt we are causing others. Pride blinds us to our own faults. Prejudice blinds us to the truth. Self-centeredness blinds us to the beauty of this world around us. And materialism blinds us and makes us numb to spiritual values. Although we might all vary in some degree, each one of us struggles with spiritual blindness, and each one of us need God's help to heal this. How are we to do this? We are to follow the example of Bartimaeus in today's gospel. Bartimaeus's physical blindness represents each and every one of our spiritual blindnesses. He is a model of Christian discipleship. He persistently calls out to Jesus in prayer, despite a crowd that rebukes him and tells him to be silent because his prayer won't work. Bartimaeus sought out and trusted 100% in the mercy of Jesus Christ to deliver him from his darkness. He courageously cried out, "Son of David, have pity on me." Bartimaeus is making his confession to Jesus. He recognizes his blindness and asks for healing. Like a faith-filled disciple, Bartimaeus obediently responds to the call of Jesus by casting off his cloak, which symbolically represents the world and anything that keeps him from following Jesus. This blind beggar springs up and rushes toward Jesus, who asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus responds the way we should all respond, "Master, I want to see." We might recall that Jesus asked this very same question to his disciples James and John in last week's gospel. James and John, in their spiritual blindness, requested to be seated, one at his right hand and the other at his left hand in the kingdom of God. This is no coincidence that Saint Mark wanted to compare these two events. One, a distorted response, and another, the heavenly insight of a blind man named Bartimaeus. The response of Bartimaeus is the same response Jesus wants each and every one of us to have. Cry out to God in prayer. Take courage and do not be afraid. Trust in Jesus 1,000%. Be persistent and do not listen to what this world tells us. Through faith, we will slowly and steadily improve our spiritual vision and learn to rely on God's mercy for our salvation. We must have faith. The spiritual insight this blind beggar has to acquire the beatific vision of heaven. Let us pray that by the faith we are about to profess and by the graces we will receive in the Eucharist today, that we too might be cured of our spiritual blindness in hope of one day hearing Jesus tell us, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the